Chase Sexton, Anaheim 2, first one of the season, first one on the new bike. How was the day?
Well, the day was a lackluster of ups and downs. I qualified fastest both sessions, but I didn't even finish the second session because my bars were bent because I crashed in the loops. And then heat race fell over like an idiot. And after that, I kind of like, dude, I feel like I'm fighting an uphill battle. Like, I feel like good on the bike, and also I'm on the ground. So I told myself in the main event, just stay strong, ride within myself, and the result was good. So the only one that really matters is the last race, and that's the one we got it done in. So it was good.
That was pretty obvious watching the race, knowing what you looked like you were trying to do in the heat race, really put a statement on everybody, yeah. Especially after that practice lap. It seemed like you were pretty measured and metered throughout that whole main event of just do enough to maintain a gap, don't risk any mistake. That's what it was.
Yeah, exactly. I think I knew I had more in the tank, but if I didn't need it, there was no reason to push it. So Hunter was riding really well. He got a little close towards the end, and then I kind of just managed the gap and was able to stretch it out a little bit. So yeah, it was good. Nice to win for the team finally. I only have won since 2022 at Jason, so it was pretty special.
How was it to be in the mix during that main event? How much were you aware of what was going on around you, even behind you, the late race charges that were happening, just all of that? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I saw they were there, but I didn't really know what was going on. I just kind of heard the crowd going wild and didn't really see what was happening. So, yeah, I guess it was pretty chaotic, but it was nice being in the lead and not getting away from that, because I think the last few weeks I've been in the chaos and it's not fun. So it was nice to be out of it.
Okay. As much as I hate to bring up how these last few weeks have been, how's it been for you to live it, to kind of block out what you have to block out, understand the criticism or the things that are going to be said directed your way when you guys do make the changes on the motorcycle that are so obvious, but then to come and perform just to silence everything? How do you go about that?
Well, again, like, there's a lot of critics, a lot of haters, but we change stuff because of stuff like that. When we go out and win, obviously it's easy for people to point fingers and say, oh, they're idiots, or Chase is a head case, or whatever you want to say, but when we're sitting on top of the podium at the end of the night, that's what really matters. And yeah, it's the third round, it hasn't taken long, but the first two rounds weren't great, but it's a little bit of growing pains, I think, and even from last season, the end of the season didn't work went end well for me at all. So it's been a little bit to get back to it's taken a little bit to get back to where I need to be and where I know I can be. So hopefully this is the breakthrough that I needed.
Okay, last thing, three different races, three different tracks, three very different terrains. What have you learned about the motorcycle?
Yeah, we've learned a lot. I mean, it's nice that we got a little bit of softer conditions tonight. But yeah, the bike is getting a lot better. Like, we've been changing a lot of stuff. This week was just suspension stuff, but the bike is getting way better. And big thanks, like I said, to the team, because if it wasn't for them, they wouldn't, I don't know where we would be, because they've worked their butt off, Rango. So, yeah, very happy, but we'll see. Next week's the East Coast, but it's not really East Coast, but closer to East Coast condition and has good dirt there, so we'll see.
Jorge Prado, great night here at Anaheim 2. Starting with the heat race win, how was it to be in that battle and come across the checkered flag first?
Well, I think the night was pretty good. Super happy with the heat race win. And then, got caught off in the start and had to come back through the pack, which was something new for me. And very happy I was able to actually pass riders and get super close at the end of the top five. So happy about my riding, happy with the bike, and super good experience. A2 was, I think the result didn't really show how good I was riding, but I'm happy. I'm happy with today.
When you get a heat race win, although it's just a qualifier win, it's not a main event win or a moto win, but for you learning Supercross right now, how much of an accomplishment is that for you personally?
Well, I think before you actually start winning main events, you get to start with the heat races, no? And I think if I can get that consistently and feel more comfortable and get more experience of starting first and in winning those, I think that will translate to main event soon. So we are working, and we are improving, and I'm happy with the progression.
Hey, you mentioned earlier needing to get a little bit more aggressive with other riders on the track at the start, especially, and then watching you in the main event, being in that pack with so many guys. What's it like to be in the mix, and what is the little things that can get you from ninth to sixth, or from ninth out of the top 10 at all?
Yeah, so for example, in San Diego, I got a very bad start, very similar to today, and I just couldn't go through. I just felt super uncomfortable. Today, I felt more racy in the middle of the guys. I could push through better. I could pass riders. So I think it's more about experience. I learned quick. I can already see a progression from last weekend to here. So, yeah, we keep working, and hopefully we don't make any more mistakes on the starts. But yeah, I mean, it's part of racing. If it happens, we need to learn to regroup like we did today.
All right, Jason Anderson after Anaheim 2. How was that this evening?
My day was pretty average, you know, but I feel like I was kind of like low-key riding pretty good. And then in the heat race, I was able to get a third in the heat race. And then in the main event, got a good start and was able to run up front and ended up fourth. So pretty good night for me.
How was it to do those laps in the main event, being in the battle, banging bars with guys, doing it?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. You know, it's nice to always prove to myself that I'm still one of those guys, you know, that could be up there, and like my speed is good. And it's just something that I enjoy doing, is being a 450, being a top five guy. And it's something I don't want to let go of. So being able to do it this weekend is nice, and I just want to keep doing it.
I love to watch the battle for the top five, because it was all guys that you have a lot of history with, and to watch the dynamic of it, like watching you and Chase go through what you guys went through, you and Hunter, Eli, even though he bumped you off, like knowing the history that was there, and then Cooper being behind you guys the whole time, just lurking. You know what all of that is going to be like when you're up against those five guys. So how do you employ your strengths and weaknesses against what they're going to do?
Yeah, I mean, when you're riding up there, it's kind of tough, because it's so chess past, you know, us just being racing and being gritty. You know, you are thinking of where the points are on the track that the guys are better, where they're going to come up on you, how you're able to bounce back from them passing you to try and zap them back to mess up their flow. And it's chess. It really is. And it's really cool, because I love the aspect of being at that top level and being in the race with guys like that. It's just super cool. And, you know, it would have been nice to be on the podium, but at the same time, just being up there battling, that's what I'm here for.
All right, three very different tracks to start the season, from Anaheim 1 here, San Diego, and then coming back here today. What have you found out about the motorcycle?
I think the only thing I'm changed from Anaheim 1 is my map. After Anaheim 1, I couldn't really ride the week after. I tried to, but then I was just kind of been under the weather for about a month or so. Just the sickness just keeps going in and out. And but I feel good now. You know, I feel like I've lost a little bit of fitness from just being sick. But at the same time, it was nice to be able to show up here, be able to get a good start, and be able to race up front. You know, I feel like if I get a little bit more energy, I could push it a little bit further into the main event, but we'll get there.
Justin Cooper, after Anaheim 2, how was this tonight?
It was pretty bad, honestly. I'm pretty discouraged about how the night went, but it was a tough track. Honestly, like, there was a lot of split lanes and stuff, and like the sand and all that, but it all funneled down to one line at the end of the night. And everyone was doing the same thing. Like, there was a pack of, like, four guys in front of me, and I was just in that pack the whole time. Couldn't make any moves. I mean, a couple, but, yeah, it was just kind of, like, follow the leader. And I don't know, I just felt like I couldn't get out of that pace. Every time you'd, like, make a run at someone, like, the berms were – you had to cut down so early in the berms, because all the, like, the other lines were just wrecked. They didn't do much track maintenance, but – I mean, that's what you get on the job sometimes in the 450 mains. But other than that, it was a mediocre night. It wasn't like the last weekends where I've been able to move forward. I kind of got stuck in the pack. So frustrating, but there was positives tonight, and I'll definitely take it into next weekend and just keep trying, right?
Hey, when you're in that main event battle, battle, because I watched that one super close. There was a moment where it looked like you could have gone anywhere from like a charge up to sixth or get tossed off the back and be an 11th. And when you're in the mix like that, what are you focusing on? How are you watching the guys that are two and three ahead of you, but how the track is changing, and then also who's coming up behind you?
Yeah, it's almost like if a guy makes a mistake in front of you, you got to try to jump on that with the guys in front of you. So it's tough, man. I mean, I really tried to move forward through that pack, but there was so much dicing going on that it's like you were in a sandwich the whole time, no matter what. So it just made it tough, and starting a few places better, getting in front of that pack, I felt like the race would be a lot cleaner. So it's tough. I couldn't really move through that pack, and that's kind of where I finished.
All right, Dylan Ferrandez, Anaheim 2. How was that this evening?
Pretty good day. I was feeling really good. Made some improvement on the bike, and it really paid off today. Practice were good. Each race I tried, went a little soft on my fork, and I was a little too much. Might have lost maybe my night in each race, because got a good start, and I got took out in the second turn, and then I just finished a little late. Bad gate pick for main event, and I tried to play safe by getting a better rest on the outside, and I got a good start, and just first turn I was just too outside and got pushed, so I was pretty far away in position at the start. So I gave everything I had. I was feeling really good, but on the paper the result's not really great, P11, but speed is good. I feel very comfortable on the bike, so this is really important for me. Disappointed for sure, because the position doesn't really show my day, because I was feeling really good today, but it is what it is. We come back next weekend and try again.
Watching you in the last few minutes of the main event, you really caught that pack that was ahead of you, and although you finished just outside the top 10, the potential for a seventh place was right there.
Yeah, that's what I say. Like, I feel very good. I feel like I can be part of the front group and being fast, so that's great. But I need to not do mistake like I did in each race, and better start in the main. So
Three very different tracks to start the season, from Anaheim 1, when it was so dry and windy, San Diego last week, and then this week, which was a little tackier and a little ruddier. What did you figure out about the bike through those three races?
I mean, for us, it's just learning. This bike never raced before, so every different type of track we learn, and I think right now we have a really good base. I think we're done with testing, big testing. Now it's going to be fine-tuning a little bit my fork, but beside that, honestly, I feel really, really good today. We made some improvement again this week for the start, so I feel much more confident. We're in a sweet spot. We just need the rider to execute everything better.
Shane McElrath, a tough Anaheim 2 for you this evening. How was it?
Like you said, it's pretty tough. Definitely working against myself at times. I'm definitely in a little bit of a hole right now that I'm trying to get out of. So, I'm ready to get back to work. There's a lot of things I can do better. There were positives from the weekend that don't really show, but I'm not quitting, and I am ready to get back to it, because I can be a lot better than that.
When you get into these situations like you're in right now, and with all due respect, I know that you've ridden the highs and lows, you've seen how quickly you can be on top of things and then how quickly things can change, and then you have to scramble to put it back together again. How are you identifying it at this stage in your career? And then knowing the team around you, what are you guys going to do to address it?
That's honestly where you've got to start looking for consistencies and inconsistencies in your day-to-day life at home, your day-to-day routine, your day-to-day training program, riding program. It's everything is kind of under a microscope, and it's like, okay, what is playing into or hindering our highs and lows? And that's something that is really tough to dig into. It's tough to I guess swallow your pride and try to figure out where you're wrong, where you're falling short, and also having other people do that too. So this is about accountability, and it's about a team working together, and that's what we're trying to do. And yeah, we got a lot of room to improve, and that's something where it's like we're gonna stay at it, and that's all we can do.
One last thing before we wrap this up. We know, especially at the start of the year, there are some really good guys that won't make the first few main events, and then injuries happen, and the pack thins out, and just, it's the dynamic of the first five races. Unfortunately, you're in that position right now. How is it? Like, how do you feel? How do you take that knowing there's a bunch of other chances that are going to come, and unfortunately tonight your card got pulled this way?
Yeah, honestly, it's pretty crazy to think about it. It's like, my speed is probably some of the best it's been on the 450, but it's like, even just qualifying, it's like everybody in qualifying is super tight, and that's, I'm actually qualifying better right now as far as like my spread to the leader than I really have, and it's kind of been pretty consistent, so it's like, that's encouraging. My race intensity hasn't been there, and so that's something where it's kind of like a lack of time at the practice track, or a lack of race intensity, and yeah, maybe just the high intensity stuff at the practice track. So that's definitely a bright spot that we need to fix. But the it's like tonight, it's like there were a lot of us fighting for 18th, 19th, and yeah, it's frustrating because I believe I'm a lot better than that speed wise and results wise, and so it's a mental thing, honestly.
Max Follin, another great weekend here in the 250 West Division. How was it tonight at Anaheim?
Yeah, pretty good day for me. Result-wise, was better, an improvement. Riding is really good right now. Like, I'm comfortable. I'm riding well. Yeah, I put myself in good position in the main and rode up front for a little bit and just started getting some arm pump. It just kind of came out of nowhere, and you know how it goes. You hear it many, many times, but it just compounded mistakes, and the mistakes compound the arm pump, and it's just like a backward snowball effect. And yeah, I went back to fifth, but it's still a better result than the last couple weekends, so I'll take it.
Hey, three California races to start the season, but three very different tracks. We know how hard packed and dusty it was here at A1 last week. San Diego is always that dry, hard slick, but this was pretty wet, little tacky, little rutted. How was it for you?
Yeah, I liked it. I feel like the dirt this weekend was very, very good compared to A1. Like, A1 was so dry and slick, and the track needed the rain that we got, so I was pretty stoked when it rained, and it was technical and tough in practice, which I was kind of hoping it'd stay that way all day, but the Dirtworks guys did a great job and really fixed up the track and made it super racy and fast. So he raced the track was super, super fast and fun. And then, yeah, the main was still pretty good, too. Like, it just stayed good. There's still some techie ruts starting to settle in there towards the end of the main and the rhythms. And, yeah, it felt good, though, in that kind of conditions. And now we'll go to Houston, which is a little bit, ruddy but slicker, powdery, kind of burns, too. So, yeah, look forward to the Triple Crown next weekend. And, yeah, also coming in a little sick, so hopefully get over that, too, for next week.
Hey, unfortunate injuries that happened to Levi and Chance tonight. But you guys have been in that top five fight since the season started, so to see two front runners go away, as unfortunate as it is, what does that do for your expectation, and then what does it do for this next week, 2 weeks?
Yeah, crazy. I actually didn't even know that yet, so I'll rewatch the race, but yeah, that sucks, and that's just part of the sport. I mean, even we had our guy at Ryder get hurt bad. I think he'll be okay, but he had a bad crash in the SMX next, and I mean, I've been through it with my hip and stuff too. It sucks, and I feel like so far we've had a good group of guys, and like, we've been staying quite healthy, and yeah, I don't know, the tracks are just ruddy and technical, and it causes mistakes sometimes. You just go a little deep in a pocket, the rut catches you and shoots you off, or it's a little slick and muddy and it's soft when you see bounce into something. So I feel like that has a factor into maybe some of the crashes tonight, and Yeah, it sucks. I've been there, and we all have to go through it.
Hey, as much as I hate to dwell on that, when you know that Ryder has the big crash that he has and the vibe around this truck completely changes when you guys are getting ready to go to your 250 main event, how do you focus? How do you stay in the locked-in moment of things to go down there and then do your job, but then still know a friend of yours, someone that you do lots of laps with, is hurting right now?
Yeah, it's very tough, too. You know, when I seen the crash and when it happened with Ryder, I was worried because he definitely was sleeping a little bit, and I'm like, man, I hope everything's okay. I mean, honestly, the worst thing you think about is like a spinal injury and something where you can lose feeling, kind of like how I've lost feeling in my foot. Like, you just hate to see someone have to go through that and lose their ability to ride, and that was just the main thing that went through my head. But also, you see it so often in the sport, it's like, yeah, you can dwell on it for a couple minutes, but you have to forget about it quick and put it in the back of your head and focus on yourself and your job and what you have to do, and that's all you can do.